Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was drawn toward Absalom. So Joab sent a messenger to Tekoa and brought a wise woman from there and said to her, "Please follow mourning rites and put on mourning garments now. And do not anoint yourself with oil, but be like a woman who has been mourning for the dead for many days. Then go to the king and speak to him in this way." So Joab put the words in her mouth. Now when the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and prostrated herself and said, "Help, O king." And the king said to her, "What is troubling you?" And she answered, "Truly I am a widow, for my husband is dead, and your servant had two sons, but the two of them fought in the field, and there was no one to save them from each other, so one struck the other and killed him. Now behold, the entire family has risen against your servant, and they have said,
and speak a word to my lord the king. And he said, "Speak." The woman said, "Why then have you planned such a thing against the people of God? For in speaking this word, the king is like one who is guilty, and that the king does not bring back his banished one. For we will surely die and are like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up. Yet God does not take away life, but makes plans so that the banished one will not be cast out from him. Now then, the reason I have come to speak this word to my lord the king is that the people made me afraid. So your servant said, 'Let me now speak to the king. Perhaps the king will perform the request of his slave, for the king will listen to save his slave from the hand of the man who would eliminate both me and my son from
Behold now, I will certainly do this thing. Go then, bring back the young man Absalom. Oh! And Joab fell on his face to the ground, prostrate himself, and blessed the king. Then Joab said, today your servant knows that I have found favor in your sight, my lord the king, in that the king hath performed the request of his servant. So Joab arose and went to Geshur, and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. However, the king said he shall return to his own house, but he shall not see my face. So Absalom returned to his own house and did not see the king's face. Now in all Israel there was no one as handsome as Absalom, so highly praised. From the sole of his foot to the top of his head, there was no impairment in him. And when he cut the hair of his head,
and it was at the end of every year that he cut it because it was heavy on him, so he cut it.
He weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels by the king's weight. And to Absalom there were born three sons and one daughter whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of beautiful appearance. Now Absalom lived two full years in Jerusalem, yet he did not see the king's face. Then Absalom sent for Joab to send him to the king, but he would not come to him. So he sent word again a second time, but he would not come. Therefore he said to his servants, see, Joab's plot is next to me.
mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire. So Absalom's servant set the plot on fire. Yeah. Then Joab got up, came to Absalom at his house, and said to him, why have your servant set my plot? Absalom answered Joab, behold, I sent for you, saying, come here, so that I may send you to the king, to say, why have I come from Geshur? It would be better for me still to be there. Now then let me see the king's face, and if there is guilt in me, he can have me executed. So when Joab came to the king and told him he summoned Absalom, then Absalom came to the king and prostrated himself with his face to the ground before.